This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Welcome to the 19th installment of this Napkin Scribbles season of looking at a primer for a common humanity and what it means to be a Jesus human with letters from the alphabet, words from the alphabet from around the world. And this one today, I'm telling you, it's my favorite Spanish word. There are a lot of great Spanish words, but I was so excited when I discovered this word. I immediately said, I got to get that as a URL. So I went and tried to see if I could claim it.com. The Spanish word.com. And unfortunately, I was deflated when I found out that a cigar company had already claimed, you ready? Sobremesa.com. Sobremesa.com. Now I'm using both Sobra, Sobremesa.com, and So, Sobra.com, human. A Sobremesa and a Sobremesa, human. Both. But let me tell you what I'm talking about with this word and why I love it so much. The opening line of Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. This is 1865. What is the use of a book, thought Alice before she goes down the rabbit hole, without pictures or conversations? And Alice might have asked the same question about life as she asked about a book. What is the use of a life without people or conversations? And that's where Sobremesa and Sobremesa come in. In fact, I believe the conversation of humanity may be part of the conversion of humanity. Mesa means table. Sobra, S-O-B-R-E. Mesa means over, on, or across the table. Now, you put an A instead of an E, and Sobra, S-O-B-R-A, Mesa, means after or extra the table, or the leftovers, the surplus, the excess of food at the table. With Jesus, there is always an overflow, an excess, an extravaganza. The importance of the table. I wrote a whole book on this, From Table to Table. I've featured this in The Bad Habits of Jesus. Food is the first thing that came between humans and God. So it's important we get this right, especially in a world where dinner time is almost gone. In the 60s, dinner was 45 minutes long. By the 90s, it had shrunk to 15 minutes. Now, according to demographics, it's down to 5 minutes without any sitting down as we eat standing up around the kitchen counter. Or kids get latchkey dinners. Something is wrong. If you look at the story, our Genesis story, sin comes into this world from solo eating. Eve ate alone with a serpent without Adam. In fact, throughout history, there has been a revulsion against eating alone to the point where Patrick Wormald, who's an Anglo-Saxon historian, a British historian, says that a king in the 18th century would have preferred, these are his words, feasting with his forebears in hell to dining alone in heaven. We were meant to eat together. We were meant to eat, and you know, the table can be, you know, any kind of table, any kind of a flat surface, whether it's on the floor. I mean, I have otters here at Orcas Island, and We broke into an otter den. They had different rooms. In one room of the house, they actually had a stone, like a slate, that was propped up on stones where they could gather together and eat together. Even otters are eating at table and learning Sobremesa, the art of eating together at a table. For a Sobremesa in scripture, look at Paul has a midnight meal with the leaders of the church in Troas. He conducts his table talk with them until dawn when the church leaders emerge. They're charged, they're comforted, and no doubt exhausted. If you've never slept off several rounds of theological sober mesa, conversation around the table, after you've eaten, you haven't lived. The Lord's Supper itself was a Passover meal followed by when the supper was over. I mean, what we celebrate is the Lord's Supper is really the sober mesa. It's not the Passover meal. You can nudge people without food, but you can't nudge them far. And what makes the table culture of sober mesa so difficult today is that we live in the fast lane, eating fast food, seeking fast bucks. Fast and furious is our lifestyle. And it's causing falling levels of trust in everyone and fake everything. Like slow food and a slow kiss, slow thinking, slow reflection, slow conversation, heavy with theological sauces, tastes better, and ultimately is what is satisfying in life. I think one of the reasons why sober mesa may be so difficult for us is because we fail to see the holiness in everyday life, the mundane everyday practice, as opposed to, you know, exceptional worship. We've come to think of the sacred and holy as belonging to worship and not to the everyday. What we need, I love Duke theologian Luke Bretherton, argues for a mundane holiness where the common, even drudgery, even trivialities become divine and true. And that's the bread and the wine of sober mesa, where we just have conversation with each other about what's going on in one's life and what's going on in your life. And the life of faith is best found and expressed on an everyday basis, not in trekking off to camp meetings or conferences or, you know, modern day equivalents like Burning Man or Soul Survivor or Catalyst, but in the infinite preciousness of everyday life, the importance of the table. A lot of scholarly energy has been given to why the French have less heart disease than most nations, especially with all those rich sauces and gravies. And most have focused on they have very disciplined, restrained wine consumption. But maybe the answer lies in the whole dining experience itself, which is relaxed and slow-paced and multi-coursed and conversation-based. It's more sharing than airing. Airing is a preemptive strike. Sharing is a prevenient embrace and precious grace. There's Dan Senor just came out with a book, The Genius of Israel. What is there about every metric? Israel is soaring. This is a nation in a conflict zone. It's in war right now. But if you look at every metric about mental health and lifespan and education levels and levels of happiness and joy, they're off the charts. And Senor speculates that, and he traces it, 70 to 80% of the entire Jewish population of Israel spends Shabbat dinner around a table. You got 70, 80% of the entire nation every Friday night eating multi-generationally around a table around what in a state of what the Spanish would call sobra mesa. Jesus lived a life like ours. Jesus mulled over the mundane until it mirrored the epic, magic, and sublime. And a Jesus human will mull the mundane until it shimmers with the divine. And let every table bake a souffle. But a souffle takes lots of time, massive infusions of hot air. And when we sit at the table of the Eucharist and eat some common bread and no label wine, we are eating of the tree of life. It's time to bring back the table. In the art of warfare, the most dangerous weapons are nuclear, biological, and chemical arms. In the art of peacefare, the most powerful weapons in the world against evil are fingers, forks, knives, spoons, and chopsticks. Issues of food are at the heart of life. Look at the first story. Cain, a farmer, Abel, a shepherd. Bread and lamb. And Jesus says yes to both their houses. He is the bread of life. And he is the Lamb of God. It's time we rediscovered this art of sobra mesa, conversation at the table after the meal is over, which can go on. I mean, you'd insult the Mediterranean family if when they were done eating, you got up and left. No, you owe to that hospitality sobra mesa. And sobra mesa, that when there's two sobra mesa, there will always be leftovers. And that's why we need a theology of leftovers. What are we going to do with the leftovers? Are we going to take these home and hoard them, build bigger barns of them? Are we going to take these leftovers out of the abundance of the table and share them with a hungry and hurting world? Sobra mesa.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. This episode contains notes and thoughts from Jesus Human, Primer for Common Humanity, Dr. Leonard Sweet's latest book, which can be found on Amazon.com. Remember, Napkin Scribbles is brought to you by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet, happy scratching and scribbling.